Thousands of hotel workers in Washington, D.C. appear to be headed for a strike. Late today, a spokesman for the workers' union said contract talks with hotel management broke down. Still unsettled is whether union workers in two other cities, Los Angeles and San Francisco, will also join in. The battle is over familiar wage and health benefit issues. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the union is pushing a new strategy that hotels say is a deal breaker.
39-year-old Morena Hernandez works as a housekeeper at one of LA's nine major hotels involved in the labor dispute. Five mornings a week, she turns off the TV, kisses her 14-year-old Chihuahua Lulu goodbye, and heads out the door of her small apartment off to work. She says after 7 years at the Hyatt, she thought she would have been able to buy a car by now. Instead, she takes the subway and two buses. Hernandez earns $11.50 an hour as a housekeeper. After paying rent and helping support family members both here and in her native El Salvador, she's barely making it. So on her days off at the Hyatt, she cleans houses. Stepping off the bus, she looks up at the 13-story West Hollywood Hotel and hopes for an easy day.
Ay, que me espera lo peor que pasó el domingo en la noche.
She says every day she cleans 16 rooms. Mondays are the worst. Weekend guests party hard and leave the rooms a disaster. LA's unionized housekeepers are the lowest paid nationwide. Maids in New York City earn $7 more an hour. Besides trying to fix the wage disparities, the union also wants to align hotel worker contracts nationwide so they all expire in 2006. It's a strategy that would give the union much more bargaining power. And today in Washington, D.C., Bruce Rayner, head of the Hotel Workers Union, said this week's strike votes in San Francisco, L.A., and Washington, D.C. should send a strong message to the hotel industry.
You will not deal with us city by city. You will deal with us internationally. You will deal with us across this continent.
But the hotel chains say trying to line up the contracts on the same schedule is unfair. Spokesman for the Hotel Council in Los Angeles, Fred Muir, says workforces in each of the three cities are very different.
But perhaps more importantly is the health of the hotel industry is different in different cities. And everybody took a big hit after 9/11. But some cities or markets have come back much more strongly than others. New York has come back very strongly. Los Angeles has not come back quite as strongly.
Muir says he hopes there isn't a strike, especially moving into the busy holiday season, but adds that the hotels are prepared to operate fully in the event of a walkout. Housekeeper Morena Hernandez says she hopes it doesn't come down to a strike either.
Porque ellos nos están cerrando las puertas.
She says it will be difficult to live off the $200 a week strike pay, but doesn't see any other way to get ahead. Even though workers have authorized a strike, no date has been set for one. Both sides insist they're open to returning to the bargaining table. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.